So it's the
I'll draw something.
yeah. Paul Yud Halacha Hevav. Upamim de Mutal Sapra Dava Lacherim Afim Adain Lenoid de Lahanidoin. There are cases that even if the person, again, we're talking about Reuven stole money from Shimon. I don't know. Maybe we said Shimon stole money from Reuven. I don't remember. I don't want to, accuse the wrong person. But it could be Shimon stole money from Reuven.
I'm still stuck in Reuben bought the fields from Shimon,
Right, right,
Levi,
right,
and
right.
sent
Maybe,
field money.
yeah. So Reuven stole money from Shimon, and Levi knows about it, and Levi wants to tell Shimon. So we were discussing if what happens if he doesn't know. So let's say Shimon does not know that Reuven did it, and Levi wants to tell other people that see how bad Bineva is, etc. If you see that Shimon will benefit from the Lashon Hara, you're not missing most of the other pratim, then you're allowed to. I want to clarify. Now he's going to go the rest of the klal, clarify each one of the previous pratim. So now he's going to clarify the prat of Te'elis. So I was at a place and I heard not that Reuven stole money from Shimon, but that Reuven said Lashon Hara or Achilas about Shimon. What did he do? He told Levi something that made Levi upset at Shimon. Why would Levi be upset at Shimon? What could Shimon have done to get Levi upset? I don't know. He told Shimon, come again. He said, Rechilas is lav dafka lashon hara. So maybe he said that Shimon is working to open competition to your store. He's helping people. Or he's actually trying to get your clients. So, in a way, that's a motor up, he didn't, let's say. So, there's nothing wrong. He's allowed to do that. But by Reuven telling, by, myself confused, by Reuven telling Levi that, now Levi's upset at Shimon. So, Reuven just did Rechilas. Okay? Now, Yehuda's there. Yehuda's watching the story. Yehuda wants to go ahead and tell Zvulun that Reuven is going around. He's saying Rechilas. It's really not right. Now, why does Yehuda want to tell Zvulun this? Because he's afraid that Reuven has a big mouth, and if he doesn't stop, Reuven's just going to tell the whole world. Now, Lemaisa, there's a risk because if he's mafarsim the story. If there's a risk, because if Yehuda goes and tries to tell him, right, it may end up getting back to Shimon, the whole thing. Shimon doesn't know about this yet. Shimon doesn't know that Reuven's racing on the whole world to hate him. Right?
He's just sitting
He's
there.
sitting there, he's trying to make an honest parnasa, and in the meanwhile, Shimon is racing on, Reuven is racing on the whole world to hate him. So if Yehuda fires him this, it may get back to Shimon and end up being Rechilas. So he says it's mutter. Why? I already went to him, I gave him Moser, the Kabbalah Soshan Hara, the Karva Dovashi is Kabbalah Soshan Hara Shalai. It's probably going to be Niskabel. The Akasha Hakakak Loitz is the Dvar Melibam. Kitzadik Harishain Berivoi. Lochain. Bevade Nochana Dovar. Shiyakdim is Atzmoi. Lifnei Oysam Ha'anashim. Viyarech Lifnei Amgudel Aval Toshal Miragel. So it is correct. Shiyakdim is Atzmoi. To go and be mocked him in front of the other people that he may speak to, and lay out like a Shulchan Aruch all the problems with what Reuven is saying. What he's saying about Shimon is not true. Aloy chomas bekapov. Shimon is not doing anything wrong. Kadesh kasher. Yovay achak hamarago. So that when Reuben comes, v'yisapar lefneihem and tells them what Shimon's avla is, they'll be prepared and say, "No, I was told by Yehuda, Shimon's not doing anything wrong, and you should keep quiet and stop spreading bad." Now he sees it's not as easy to spread this rumor as I thought. It's going to be embarrassing if anything. But if he's there, this is permitted. You're protecting Shimon. You're protecting Reuven from Gehenna. Okay. Now, although this sounds a little far-fetched, I don't think it's so far-fetched. I think it could definitely happen. You know, there was the stories that happen. Our community are very close-knit communities. Doesn't take much for this story to happen. Very easy. He told me. So listen, they're going to come to you. And they're going to do this. Don't worry about it. You know, X, Y, Z, they tried to, you know. So, then it is permitted. Good? A little complicated?
Oh, good. If you apply to this,
should we go over the research?
If you apply to this school,
I think we need a good practical application of this. Practical application.
Okay, very, very simple.
Also, what's the chiddush that he didn't know? Like, why does that matter? Like, why would you think that matters? And he, that the Nina didn't know about it yet.
What the shimon?
No, because then when I'm spreading it, it could be I'm going to end up doing the rechilas.
Oh, like you said in the previous.
Yeah.
Because he never knew about it. So
let's give an example, okay? I'm not getting into the question mishpat. Assuming everything here that I'm about to say is mutter. I don't know if it is or isn't, but let's say it is. Pashas, maybe not actually, but let's say it is. Okay? So, a guy that has a pizza shop in town, and that's a shame, and I'm giving an example of pizza shop.
Okay, he has a bagel store.
He has a pizza shop in town, and he has many accounts. For many years, another guy opens a pizza shop. And he approaches one of the accounts and says, "I want your account. I want to deliver the pizza to your school or whatever." So, fine, let's assume that that's mutter, which I don't know if it is, but let's just, for argument's sake, he's allowed to do that. So, pizza shop A is the existing one, pizza shop B is the new one. A guy goes up to, so what happens is that a guy, Reuven, goes up to the owner of pizza shop A, says, "You know what pizza shop B is doing? He's trying to get all your accounts. He's doing all this stuff.
Even went
it's crazy. He went to the store. So he just did rechilas. Now, where's he going next, this guy? This guy's going to go now. And maybe the pizza shop owner guy, or maybe the Reuchel himself, is going to go, let's say, to some of the customers, the new customers in pizza shop B, and tell pizza shop B people, buy this guy, he's good for nothing, he's a goslin, he stole people's money. I'm going to go to all the people that all the people that are shopping in his store and tell them they shouldn't come here. So I'm a bystander to this shop with the So I go to those people first. I say, look, this guy's going on a rampage against pizza shop B. He's telling everyone that he's a ganif. And it's not true. Now, in the course of me being a farsim and preempting him saying it, I'm also spreading the fact that he's saying it about everybody, about pizza shop B.
And then where were they? That A will find out about it?
Right.
B will find out.
The new guy. The new guy's going to find out that this Reuven guy was talking about him as if he's a bad guy to everybody.
It's not really so much about the owner, everybody, that it's about to everyone, not necessarily the owner himself. Right?
Well, nobody else is going to be upset about it.
Well, maybe it's the owner's cousin.
Correct. I don't know if he was being upset. I mean, he's rechilas to everybody that he's probably not going to go to the...
Right. He's going to go and tell everyone, don't go to that pizza shop. I know that he's going to do that. So I go to those people first, and I say, look, he's upset. I get it. He's upset because his brother-in-law is in competition. He's going to come to you. He's been going to everybody. He's been telling them that Beit HaShoa'bi is not allowed to open and all this stuff, and it's not true. It's pure Lashon Hara. You should not listen to it. Now, in the course of me preempting that with all the customers,
I'm
probably embarrassed in the fact that he's been doing Orchilas. So he's going to get back to the Beit HaShoa'bi guy that Reuven has been trying to undermine his business. Okay, we got through one muscle.
Thanks.
It's complicated, but it's probably my simcha.
Interesting.